Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Canada's 44-year-old Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington making President Obama look old, something they joked about at a press conference at the White House. Trudeau was also asked what a Trump or Cruz presidency would mean for U.S.-Canada relations.
I have tremendous confidence in the American people and look forward to working with whomever they choose to send to this White House later this year.
Joining us now is David Comyn of the CBC. He's with us from Halifax, Nova Scotia. David, welcome. And what's the significance of this visit from Canada's perspective?
You know, clearly there is a camaraderie between these two leaders that perhaps the president sees in the prime minister some similarities in terms of priorities. You know, we had long been expecting today that they would talk about climate change and joint energy policy, trying to push things more towards green and renewable forms of energy. And we also know that from Canada's perspective, you know, we've got the longest border in the world. We need to be able to cross it, particularly with goods. So there's going to be talk about that in ongoing discussions, but also the ability for Canadians to travel more easily. We've got this thing in Canada where we actually clear U.S. customs in Canada. There are U.S. border agents at Canadian airports, right, for instance. So increasing the number of airports and land crossings that have that kind of thing, very, very important. Though one thing I would point out, this is not a state visit, even though there's a state dinner, because Justin Trudeau, for all of his flowing locks of hair, is not our head of state. It's the Queen. So
right.
He only gets the 19-gun salute. Yeah, Queen of England. Not so Canadian, but she gets the 21-gun salute. He only gets 19.
Well, they're going to be talking a lot about areas that they agree on. What are the big areas of disagreement between the U.S. and Canada?
Well, it certainly had long been one word. Keystone, the Keystone XL pipeline. This is the effort to get oil from Canada, particularly from the province of Alberta and the oil sands in the northern part there, down to refineries, principally in the Gulf, and then onwards to other customers. Now, there are many, many pipelines that cross Canada and the United States, that cross borders, but this has become a very symbolic fight, one that the previous government really put a lot of effort and stock into. And so in many ways, the failure to get Keystone built and approved by the U.S. administration, everything was put on ice in terms of the relationship. In practical terms, there's so much that flows. So, of course, not everything is going to come to an absolute standstill. But in terms of political to political and leader to leader, things had really, really kind of stagnated in many ways. This is, you know, a change of government, so a reset.
One of the things that many Americans heard over the weekend, Justin Trudeau was on CBS's 60 Minutes, and he was asked what Canadians don't like about the U.S., and he recounted a conversation that he had had with an American who's supporting a presidential candidate. He didn't name which one, but listen to Justin Trudeau here.
I pointed out that if indeed this man was running to be, as Americans like to say, the most powerful man in the world, I just felt like it might be nice if they paid a little more attention to the world. So having a little more of an awareness of what's going on in the rest of the world.
David, that means one thing to Americans who hear that. What does it mean to Canadians when they hear that? Is that just a commonly thought thing that Americans don't care about the rest of the world?
I think certainly there is an element of that. And, you know, that's an overgeneralization. Clearly, there are millions of Americans who are very engaged with what's going on in many parts of the world that many of us have never even heard of. But I think probably the sentiment that Trudeau is trying to get across is one broadly held by a number of Canadians, though I would point out that diplomat after diplomat in Canada has told Canadian prime ministers, don't offer advice to the Americans. It doesn't go over well. Hmm. And so it was a bit of a kerfuffle that he said that, a bit of one.
One of the big issues that's been out there on the campaign trail, especially on the Democratic side, is trade, free trade, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement between Canada, the U.S. and Mexico. How do people in Canada feel right now about NAFTA?
You know, NAFTA has been in place for so long, and it certainly has benefited the country. There's no question. We look at the auto sector and so many other things. But now there are other agreements, Trans-Pacific Partnership, for instance, which almost usurp it in many ways, particularly around the auto sector and how some see America having got a better deal than Canada on certain things, particularly around automobile subsidies. But NAFTA's now, it's been around so long, it no longer is the thing that it once was, which was the key subject in an election. It's accepted now.
That's David Common of the CBC joining us from Halifax. And David, by the way, I look to see what they're going to be eating tonight at the state dinner. Unfortunately, poutine is not on the menu. That is the thing you get.
So Trudeau's going to have to storm out. That's it. But did you notice that the main, which is baked Alaskan
halibut casserole,
right, is drizzled in Canadian whiskey? So it's all good.
All right. David, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
And while poutine is not on the dinner menu, a version of the food, an upscale version, will be passed around for hors d'oeuvres.
So. French fries and cheese curds.
It's such a weird thing, but it's tasty. You know, every time you go to Montreal, and now it's only 75 cents to the U.S. dollar. So it's you can get poutine for really cheap.
We were just thinking, how lucky are we as a country that we have Canada as a neighbor?
It's so nice.
Nice.
They're
people.
So nice.
Yeah.